Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hector Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marv Grissom. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Marv Grissom. And now, play ball. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila takes first base on ball four. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Avila moves to third. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is called out on strikes. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mitchell. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Mitchell steals second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grissom fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mitchell moves to third. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Boone moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Hal Brown now pitching. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boone scores. Hegan moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-1 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hegan scores. There goes Garcia trying to get to third. Zarrilla throws the ball into Rodriguez, who tags Garcia for the out. Simpson moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simpson moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Avila moves to second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. Easter hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Garcia, and towards Avila, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Busby trying to get to second. Doby throws the ball into Avila, who relays the ball to Boone, who tags Busby for the out. One out. George Wilson pinch hits for Hal Brown. George Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Avila fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Widmer now pitching. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garcia hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simpson strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Avila hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Avila reaches second base with a double. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-2 in the game. Easter hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitmer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fox fields it, throws to first for one. Rosen is attempting to get to third. Here's the throw, and he's out. Double play. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitmer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lawler moves to third. Busby moves to second. Bud Stewart pinch hits for Al Widmer. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lawler scores. Busby moves to third. Rodriguez moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Howie Judson now pitching. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garcia strikes out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Avila. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Carrasquel applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Minoso moves to second. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen juggles the ball. That's an error on Rosen. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rosen strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Don Nicholas pinch hits for Howie Judson. Don Nicholas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone misplays the ball. That's an error on Boone. Rodriguez moves to second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Garcia scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zarrilla for the out. Rodriguez moves to third. Carrasquel moves to second. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila misplays the ball. That's an error on Avila. Rodriguez scores. Carrasquel scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-3, Indians. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Kennedy now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez juggles the ball. That's an error on Rodriguez. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lawler strikes out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Busby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby hits a line drive into right field. Zarrilla picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Zarrilla. Avila moves to third. Doby moves to second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Jim Fridley pinch hits for Dale Mitchell. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Avila scores. Dobie moves to third. Rosen moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Fridley now playing left field. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Rodriguez strikes out. 1 out. Ray Coleman pinch hits for Bill Kennedy. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. 2 outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.